What a difference a year makes. Just last summer at around this time, the cult of Fauci was coming into full bloom. Dinosaur media and state-sanctioned propaganda mouthpieces spewed forth one form of gushing praise after another. In August of 2020, the Washington Post did its duty to pile on the pro-Fauci propaganda in a hard-hitting exhibition of old-school journalism entitled, As Fauci Battles the Pandemic and Politics. His grateful neighbors celebrate him as a hero. This piece chronicled, among other things, the propensity of narrative-swilling drones to put pro-Fauci signs in their yard, including many sporting the line, In Fauci We Trust, which is another way of saying that many of these confused, narrative-controlled, useful idiots weren't just celebrating Fauci, they were worshipping him. And as such, they were happy to put him in the God slot of their yard propaganda, so to speak. Now here we are, not quite a year later, and the preferred narrative of the Fauci-worshipping crowd has taken some solid hits. Where once the Wuhan Biolab point of origin for COVID theory was labeled as conspiracy theory and forbidden from public discussion by big business and big tech overlord wannabes, now the notion of COVID having originated in a government-run lab is quite reasonable and seems to be picking up steam with each passing day. Add to this recent revelations of Dr. Fauci's advocacy for the gain-of-function research used to create things like COVID, and his apparent support, directly or indirectly, for funding the specific research that was going on in Wuhan, and the cult of Fauci finds itself operating or squirming in a whole different light. One consequence of this new light is that as implications or suspicions harden into facts that cement Dr. Fauci into much more of a supervillain role than anything any thinking moral person would call heroic, one consequence of this ongoing shift is that those who remain dedicated members of the cult of Fauci will be increasingly revealed as cultists. This is happening now, with Fauci fanatics increasingly being perceived as similar, not the same, but similar to the many women who write romantic notes to guys like Ted Bundy when they're in jail. The creepier or more charismatic or more powerful the serial killer type, the more they tend to attract equally bizarre followers, and that same principle seems to be applying to the likes of Dr. Fauci. The good news is that fewer and fewer normal people are even considering joining this cult. There are very few, if any, new members putting the In Fauci We Trust signs in their yard. At the same time, and not coincidentally, many more are opening up to the very real possibility that Dr. Fauci really is a diabolical supervillain type. And this trend is being amplified with every new revelation of Wuhan funding and gain-of-function advocacy that comes along. And they do seem to just keep coming along. We want to be careful. We want to see where all this goes, and we want to consistently apply standards so that we can weed through all the stories and all the propaganda that's out there and do our best to find true facts to base our decisions on. All of that said, the trend and the trajectory here where Dr. Fauci is concerned is not good for him or those followers who are clinging to him still. So rejoice! The cult of Fauci is being drug into the sunlight and is dying as a result, along with the narrative that propels it. Maybe not quick enough for some of us, but a whole lot more quickly than seemed even remotely possible at this time last year when the Fauci-worshipping yard signs were coming into full bloom. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.